Hey, welcome back. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I guess you call me your one-stop shop for all things dating and relationship advice. Has he replied yet? Oh, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, has he texted you back? What? He hasn't? Well, this could be an issue, right? Isn't that one of the biggest panic-inducing events in your life when the other person doesn't text you back? It doesn't even matter if it's your love relationship. If the other person is just a friend or even sometimes a family member, you're like, after a few hours, you're like, well, you might have been busy then, but why haven't you gotten back to me? Well, that's what we're going to talk about right now, because there's nothing more stressful than when your guy won't text you back. And that's what I want to show you today, is what to do when he won't text you back. You've had him go dark on you before, right? 1 minute you're chatting away, texting, you're having a flirty little party on your phone. After a few minutes of radio silence, you feel like responding right away with, "Yo, dude, you there?" But you know that sounds desperate, so you wait some more. But still, nothing. I mean, WTF here. This is huge. Is this guy in some kind of witness protection program? Well, first of all, it always feels like you're the loser when a guy pulls a stunt on you. You feel a little bit played when you don't get the response you want from it. That, and the fact that you've probably built up some importance to these interactions, right? It's important to hear from him. It's important to you to have that kind of just loving, caring communication. And it often hits hard when a guy doesn't text you back. So why do guys do this? Well, I'm going to enlighten you a little bit today about why men do this weird little dance with you and then they disappear. But first, a couple of rules about texting guys. And these are really critical for your sanity. Texting rule number one, guys don't think texts are all that important. And I just did little finger quotes around important. As a general rule, most guys don't place the same level of emotional importance on a text conversation that a woman does. To a guy, texting is just another electronic back and forth, like email. Unless there's something being discussed about meeting up or some logistics, he's not going to feel an obligation to respond to you. So remember how guys view texting before you get all caught up in the heat of the moment. You may think this interaction means something, but he probably doesn't. It's just trivial fun he's having on the side. And I don't want that to be too scary for you, but that's just the naked truth. A man doesn't consider texting real communication. That's why you must get in person with him. And that's a quote from yours truly, Mr. Carlos Cavallo. Yes, a guy doesn't really have that much importance around texting as being a real form of communication. So that's why the most important form of communication is to be in person with him. Texting rule number two, guys don't know how important you think the interaction is. So because of rule number one, you now know that guys don't consider text all that significant. And the other part of that is true. He's also not aware of how much importance you put on texting. And it's actually when he is made aware of it, he's still kind of confused. Like, why? What's the big deal? This is just texting. He assumes that you think of it as some sort of harmless, distracting fun on the side. And that's the way a lot of women treat it. But underneath, you really do feel like it's super important. In short, a man doesn't think he's disrespecting you by not replying. A man doesn't see it as ignoring you if he doesn't reply to you. A man doesn't think he's hurting your feelings if he just disappears. I know, it seems crazy that he doesn't see the world the same way you do. But this is also true in the other direction, okay? Because it's true that you probably don't see the world the same way he does. So don't assume that he's doing this on purpose to hurt you in some way. He has no idea that you care as much as you do about this texting session. Or the next one. Or the next one. And really quick, here are a few don'ts for you. I want to give you these before we talk about the more specific strategies, because avoiding mistakes is most of the battle in keeping a guy interested in you. Don't do this when he stops texting you. Don't freak. So he didn't reply to you. Don't panic. It's not the end of the world. So he didn't reply to you. Don't panic. Look, chances are he got interrupted when the texting began, and now you're left hanging. It was a bad luck of the draw. So just breathe, have a sip of wine, and call up a girlfriend who you can decompress with, or have her talk you off the ledge. But the most important thing here is to have full control over your emotions and not let yourself get drawn into reacting and doing something you might regret. Again, if you haven't seen it, you really should watch the movie Swingers, and especially the scene where the main protagonist loses his control by calling, and he compulsively calls up the girl he just met and had a date with. Now, I've done the exact same thing as this guy, and watching that in the movie just leaves you feeling totally gross inside. All right, don't do this when he stops texting you. Don't cling to the conversation. If more than 30 minutes goes by, you have to let that text conversation go. Like two ships passing in the night, okay? If you're clinging to that text session, if you're really holding on to that interaction, there's some validation or seeking that you're doing. And if you push too hard, it will look desperate to him, especially in light of the texting rules I just gave you a few minutes ago, right? Don't text again asking if he got your message. Don't give him a follow-up call. And under no circumstances should you send him any variation of, "Why aren't you replying to me? Don't you like me anymore?" Okay, I know it sounds crazy, but I see that all the time. Don't do this when he stops texting you. Don't assume the worst. Don't assume he suddenly lost interest in you in the space of 5 minutes. That's insecurity talking. He may not be testing you directly, but he is watching to see how you react to these things. So you want to be cool and show him how put together and stable you are. All right, now let's talk about what to do when a guy won't text you. When he won't text you, do this. Keep your clown. The best way to handle any potentially awkward social or romantic situation like this is to keep your sense of humor. And even better, use that sense of humor back on him. When a guy drops the ball on your texting conversation, the best thing you can do is to tease him a little bit with a humorous response. Something like this is good. "Oh no, he's gone dark, Captain. Should we send in a rescue team?" That's a great text to send. Be playful with him and do your best to communicate that you really don't care if you do hear back from him. Yes, even if you do. We're not attracted to people, we as in both men and women, nobody is attracted to people who need us too much. Just use your wit and remember that your ultimate ally in dating and relationships will always be your sense of humor. When he won't text you, do this. Assume he's just distracted. "Look, honey, it's not personal." Even when it's personal, it's not really personal. Until a man knows you for at least a couple months, there's no way even a flat-out rejection can be taken personally because he doesn't know enough about you to get personal. Do you understand that? I mean, really remember this and comprehend it because it's huge. A lot of people get really offended and, what's the saying, butthurt when they don't get approved of in the way they expect. Or they're rejected by people who don't even know you. That's just not possible. Rejection cannot happen because when a person doesn't know who you really are. Okay? I mean, really think about that for a second. Is it possible for the grocery store checkout clerk to reject you? No, they don't know you. They're just acting out of their own biases and their own bad day and their own bad hair problems. You know, whatever the problem is, that's their stuff. It has nothing to do with you. And yet, 95% of the population today seems to be running around just looking for a reason to get angry about getting hurt. Drop that stuff. We don't need that. Healthy human beings do not react to every slight of everybody out there. We just can't afford to. That's just not the way healthy human functioning is, all right? The best thing you can do is to assume when a guy doesn't text you back that it isn't personal. He just got called by his mom or his sister or his buddy from college and he is completely oblivious to the text message you just left him. We always treat it like, oh, he must have just seen that. He must have read that, right? I mean, it's been 2 hours. He must have read that message. And you know what? No, it's not necessarily true. I've had a lot of women tell me, "Oh my God, my phone just like totally crapped out. I didn't even get your message." Now imagine if I had texted her back saying, "Why aren't you responding to me?" You know what happens, right? Yeah, they think you're crazy because on their end, they're experiencing a completely different reality. Rest assured, when the other person checks in again, he'll probably reply to your message. Until then, don't assume the wrong thing. The only thing you can assume is that you don't know enough to make a decision or to make an assumption. All right, when he won't text you, do this. Pull the plug first. When you sense that the energy is winding down in your interaction, you know, you're going back and forth in text and maybe it's been going on for 10 minutes, you can be the one to pull away first, all right? And I'm highly encouraging you to do that. You do this in one of two ways. Number one, tell them you gotta go. Number two, you quit first. Number one is simple. You just cut it off first. You just send them a text that says, hey, gotta run, talk to you later. Boom, you're done. And no matter what he texts you in return, you just put your phone away and ignore it for at least 15 to 30 minutes. Don't get caught up back and forthing again. And yes, it is possible to ignore your phone. All right, number two, it's also pretty simple. The one where I said you quit first, you just stop. You stop responding to him without an explanation. Oh, that's crazy, huh? Is that crazy talk from Carlos? Hey, he does it to you, right? You have every right to just ignore a conversation, a text conversation, any conversation at any moment. No, it's not disrespectful. And no, you won't be a heartless wench for doing it. Look, ideally, you should have such a busy lifestyle that you're busy texting many different people. That way, you don't have to act busy when you're not. You'll just simply miss calls and texts because you're out having fun. It's just it's a circumstance. I'm sure you've had that happen, right? You're out doing something and something came in, a text or some message, and you found it out later and you're like, oh crap, I didn't get back to that person. It's been like 2 hours. Well, funny how it's okay if you do it by accident, but if you do it on purpose, God forbid. Okay, and if that's not the case, you might also want to look at what's most important to you. All right, if you're not out having fun, so much fun that you do miss the occasional text or the occasional phone call, look at that. Okay, look close at that, because I had a time period where I was pretty much addicted to my phone because I needed to be connected. I was very insecure. I was needing to be a part of things. And I recognize it now, but at the time, wow, I didn't see it at all. And one of my girlfriends even pointed it out. She said, why did you bring your phone with you? You know, this is back when phones weren't quite as ubiquitous as they are now. I had my phone with me when we went out on a bike ride together. And she's like, well, why did you need to check your voicemail when we're out riding? I'm like, well, I need to make sure that my plans were going to go through for tonight. And I realize now that just sounds totally neurotic and a little bit weird. But you know what? That's become the norm now. You might want to look at your lifestyle. I've seen a lot of women that focus more on giving the impression of a busy life than they actually focus on having one. When he won't text you, do this. Remember your stock price. Before you get caught up in getting focused on something you think you might be losing, remember what it feels like to be the prize. Too often we get caught up in thinking of ourselves as being inadequate, and then we start this negative dialogue in our heads, all because we start doubting. That's all it takes, and we're off to the insecurity mall for a crazy shopping spree. Hey, I've been there before. Nothing freaks you out like being ignored. So you have to constantly remind yourself of your value in the dating marketplace. Keep a little journal or a book to refer to with affirmations, or just things people have said about you that help you remember your strengths and your power in the world. And then refer back to it in those moments of possible weakness. It's a huge boost to your sense of self-confidence. When he won't text you, do this. Wait 48 hours. I have a general rule of waiting 2 days before you reach out to a guy who disappears on you. It shows, first of all, number one, it shows that you're not the kind of woman that will freak out and drown him in needy follow-up texts. And number two, it gives him time to breathe and time to miss you. And while you're waiting to reconnect with him, reread your last text exchange with him. See if maybe he might have actually interpreted your last text as meaning, hey, I don't need to respond to that. That actually happens a lot more frequently than you might think. You're caught up in the back and forth and you expect a reply just because he's been replying to you, when in fact the last text you sent him didn't really need a response. That's the way guy is going to look at it. He's going to look at your response and he might smile and might, you know, feel warm about it, but he might not feel that it warrants a return reply text. Sometimes we get caught up in endless text loops with somebody and neither party knows how to break it off, right? You got to be able to do that comfortably. And remember this about a man's interest. It doesn't disappear all that quickly. There seems to be a certain amount of confusion in many of the women I've coached and mentored that guys will just suddenly lose interest out of the blue. And I get it where it comes from, right? You've had that experience of a guy just getting, turning cold on you, maybe a little distant on you, right when you thought things were going well. Well, there's more to it than this. There's a reason men grow cold and distant, and it's connected to how men choose which woman they will devote themselves to. Now, if you want to know why men pull away and grow distant, go get my free ebook. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/freebook. That's datingadviceguru.com/freebook. One word, just run it together. F-R-E-E-B-O-O-K. Go get yours. It's there. It's waiting for you. Hey, I'm the king of giving you all this great, good freebies, aren't I? I give you this great podcast. You can go get some great YouTube videos anytime and get that free ebook. That's datingadviceguru.com/freebook. And I'll be talking again next week. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.